From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Getting the hour underway with the Brian Melvin Trio, fronted by drummer Brian Melvin, with John Davis on piano and Jaco Pastorius on bass. And I believe this may have been the last recording session to feature the iconic electric bassist before his passing in the late 80s. From 1986, the album Standards Zone, this is a John Coltrane tune, Village Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
going back to January of 1957 for trumpeter Thad Jones and the album Mad Thad. The album reissued on CD in 1999 on Fantasy Jazz. The album featuring two separate recording sessions. The session we heard featuring Thad Jones on trumpet, Frank Wess on tenor sax and flute, Henry Coker trombone, Tommy Flanagan piano, Eddie Jones on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. We heard Quiet Slip. The Brian Melvin Trio before that with John Davis and Jaco Pastorius from 1986, the album Standards Zone, released on the long-defunct Global Pacific label, the label best known for its New Age and world music recordings. We listened to John Coltrane's Village Blues. We'll begin this set with another piano trio. As longtime listeners of the jazz scene are aware, I'm quite partial to the piano, bass, and drums combination in jazz. And we'll turn to the Fred Hirsch Trio. Fred Hirsch on piano, Drew Gress bass, and Nasheet Waits on drums. This is from the album The Fred Hirsch Trio Plus 2 from 2004 on the Palmetto label. And the Plus 2, in this case, referring to Tim Malaby on sax and Ralph Alessi on trumpet, but those two sit out for this track, Marshall's Plan.
never planned to motor west. Travel my way, it's the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, now it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Bosco, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this tiny tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Bosco, San Bernardino. Won't you get here to this time to tell? When you make that California trip, now get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now get your kicks on Route 66. Thank you.
Going back to 1972 for the first collaboration between Vibes player Gary Burton and pianist Chick Corea, the album Crystal Silence, released on the ECM label, we heard Senor Mouse. Chick Corea would record a jazz rock fusion version of that tune the following year in 1973 with his band Return to Forever for the Hymn of the Seventh Galaxy album, the piece renamed Captain Senor Mouse. Before that, George Benson on guitar and vocals. A lot of straight-ahead jazz purists are quick to dismiss George since he began more of a pop and R&B-oriented career in the late 70s and early 80s, but this album from 2013 demonstrates that he is still quite capable of playing and singing straight-ahead jazz. The album from 2013 is called Inspiration, a tribute to Nat King Cole. That piece also featuring Randy Waldman on piano, he and Nelson Riddle taking care of most of the arrangements for these tunes, Chuck Berghofer on bass, and Greg Field on drums. We heard Route 66. And we began the set with the Fred Hirsch Trio, and it was just the trio for Marshall's Plan. Look for that on the album The Fred Hirsch Trio Plus Two. Most of the tracks, a quintet with trumpet and sax added to the piano, bass, and drums. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, please feel free to do so. The email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more information about The Jazz Scene, such as detailed show playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes at your convenience, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is the Jazz Scene program 1617. We're here with the final set of music for this hour, and for this set I thought I would delve into my LP library. All of these albums, to my knowledge, have never been reissued on CD. We'll begin with yet another piano, bass, and drums trio, the Bob Thompson Trio, with Kai Haynes on bass and Guy Ramonko on drums, from 1981 and the album Morning Star, released on Bob's own Rainbow label. This is the title cut, Morning Star. ¶¶
Thank you. Thank you.
Going back to 1978 for a quintet fronted by P.J. Perry on alto sax, with Bob Tildesley on trumpet, George McFetridge piano, Torben Oxbull bass, and Claude Ranger on drums. From the LP Sessions, released on Sweet Records, Sweet spelled S-U-I-T-E in this case, and we heard their take of If I Were a Bell. Before that, Bill Saxton, featured on Curved Soprano and Curved Tenor Sax for this release from 1984, with John Hicks on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Alvin Queen on drums. The LP Beneath the Surface, released on Nilva Records out of France, and we heard Third World Express. And we began the set with the Bob Thompson Trio, Bob Thompson on piano, Kai Haynes bass, and Guy Ramonko on drums. From 1981, the album Morning Star, released on Rainbow Records, we heard Morning Star. Again, to my knowledge, all three LPs, out of print for decades, never been reissued on compact disc. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can, won't you, for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.